Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the gospel of the glory of God and the glory of Christ. Chapter 36. The glory of the Lord Jesus as King and Head of the Body of Christ or the Church of Christ. Topic D. The Church of Christ is one body of Christ in multiple places. Several times in the previous topics, we mentioned that the Church of Christ is one set or represents a single body of Christ that contains associated with it all the people saved in Christ and who remain linked to Christ as their personal head. Nevertheless, in the face of this fact, someone might think of texts that mention the Church of Christ being in some cities, or even in homes, and being called, for this reason, churches in the plural, as it is also mentioned concerning the letters of the beginning of Revelation, referring to the seven churches to which these letters were addressed, as exemplified below. 1 Corinthians 1, 1-2. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes our brother. To the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Revelation 1, 11. Saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, and, what you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Romans 16, 3-5. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their own necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise greet the church that is in their house. Greet my beloved Epaenetus, who is the first fruits of Achaia to Christ. Therefore, the fact that the scriptures mention the Church of Christ referring to it associated with some places or locations needs to be seen more accurately, but in no way should it be seen as a division of the body of Christ into several parts and instead as the expression of the same and the only body of Christ or the same Church of Christ in several places. In the text of 1 Corinthians, seen lastly above, we can see that the Church of God or Christ are the ones sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be saints together with all who everywhere call on the name of Christ as their Lord, even though we can also see that Paul addresses the letter to a group of this unique church that is in a specific city. Similarly, we may see when referring to Priscilla and Aquila that the greeting addressed to them is not to a church that was theirs but to the part of the Church of the Lord who was with them or met in their house. The Church of Christ of a city, then, are all the people who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours, even if they gather or meet in different houses or locations, or even if some of these people do not even meet with the others. The Church of Christ is not like the order of Aaron, which excluded from fellowship with God those who could not go to the temple or had restrictions that prevented them from entering the temple. In Christ Jesus, if a person, for example, is sick in one's home and cannot meet with other people, one is the Church of Christ whether or not one is meeting with other Christians as long as one remains connected by faith to the head of the body of Christ, namely the Lord Jesus. In the texts showed above as an example, we see again that the Church of Christ are the individuals themselves who are part of it, and that the places are where a portion of the people who are the Church of Christ are located or where they come together. The texts exposed above show that the Church of the Lord is not the place where Christians meet, it does not belong to those who receive the people of the Church of Christ to be together, and it is not even the very meeting of the people. If the members of the Church of Christ in the places mentioned would choose to meet elsewhere, the church would automatically be assembled in another location. And even if they were not gathered together, they were still the people who believe in Jesus or the Church of the Lord in every place that each of these individuals would come to be. Considering that the people who are in Christ are the body of Christ or the Church of Christ, they are and continue to be the Church of Christ everywhere and regardless of whether they gather in a physical place. Physical or natural places to which people attribute the name church are houses or temples made by human hands or are humanly separated places for this purpose. However, it is not in these places and in these so-called churches that God dwells, as we have already shown several times in the present subject and as the texts repeated below show to us. Acts 7, 48-51. However, the Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands, as the prophet says. Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will you build for me? Says the Lord, or what is the place of my rest? Has my hand not made all these things? You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears. You always resist the Holy Spirit, as your fathers did, so do you. Isaiah 57:15. For thus says the High and Lofty One who inhabits eternity, whose name is Holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. At another time, Christ also said. Matthew 24:23-26. Then if anyone says to you, Look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore if they say to you, Look, he is in the desert, do not go out, or Look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. To insist on the allegations or attempts that the Church of Christ can be constituted of places, houses, meetings, temples, associations, and institutions is to adopt the attitude of those who are stiff-necked, uncircumcised in heart and ears, and who resist the Holy Spirit, hoping that God will someday recognize these places, which the Lord certainly will not do. The fact that God consented to the building of the tabernacle of Moses and the temple of Solomon should no longer be confused with the Church of Christ since the Old Covenant and the Order of Aaron have already been revoked and declared entirely obsolete. For the Lord allowed the building of these physical temples for people to understand and recognize that this form of worship is unjust, imperfect, and useless to perfect those who, in terms of their consciences before God, attend the worship or services in these places. The fact that the scriptures sometimes refer to the Church of Christ in the plural as churches never is related to the concept of the Old Covenant with its temples, houses of worship, or synagogues, but they are references used in the sense that the body of Christ is represented in all the places where there are genuinely Christian people. To say that Christ has churches in several cities or places in no way divides the one body of Christ, does not make these churches belong to the places where they are located, and nor that they should be subject to the people who want to place themselves as leaders of these groups of members of the body of Christ. People united to the Lord are the Church of Christ, and the places where they are. And in this last sense, some groupings of members of the unique body of Christ are called the Church of Christ, which is in a location X, Y, or Z, or even referred to a few times as the Church of that location. The sum of all true Christians in a city, whether they come together or not, is the Church of the Lord in that city, but also these Christians are part of the one Church and body of Christ together with all other Christians. They are the flock of Christ in a specific place, but without ceasing to be the one flock of the Lord. The church is made up of people linked to the one head Christ. And concerning where Christians are located, gathered, or not, the church, in this sense only, can be referred to as the churches of Christ.